Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday is Saturday show. It's great to have you back. Whether you are listening on our website, everydayissaturday.com, for sure you subscribe to the show, right? Just go to everydayissaturday.com, hit that subscribe button, click on the podcast, first of all, and then make sure you get all the fresh and latest of the Everyday Saturday show streaming on your computer, downloaded to your iPhone, tablet, whatever, man. We got a solution for everyone. Also, follow me on Twitter at Sam Crowley, always posting unique, inspirational, motivational, sometimes controversial tweets out there. Man, I was tweeting like a madman yesterday. Super Bowl Sunday here in the United States of America. Shout out to all of our fans in Seattle. Congratulations, your Seahawks are Super Bowl champs. Broncos, man, that was a tough game to watch. Man, I felt bad. I'm a big Peyton Manning fan, but I'm a fan of anybody that's really good at what they do. They stay in the game, and he's a class act, man, but that Russell Wilson's a class act too. This isn't a sports talk show, so I'll keep the sports reference to a minimum, but boy, I'll tell you what, man, both those quarterbacks, just good guys. You hated to see one of them go home a loser. I'd use that term, loser, just one of them go home with a loss because they're just great people. So anyway, Seattle's a great sports town. So's Denver. So's Cincinnati. We're actually one of 13 cities that have never won a Super Bowl. The other one I lived in, Buffalo. My entire adult life I've spent in two cities, Buffalo, New York, Cincinnati, Ohio, both two teams that have never won a Super Bowl. 19 have. So don't ask me to move to your city if you're at all interested in hosting a Super Bowl championship team. Boy, that reminds me of that blowout, man. I hadn't seen the last time Denver got blown out that bad. I was a sophomore at the Pennsylvania State University. I was telling my wife this story last night. She doesn't allow me to share many of my college stories with the kids around because I'm not really a great role model when it comes to it. It's funny. Whenever my wife wants to use like an example of, you know, don't do this, don't be like daddy, okay? Don't be like daddy. When he was your age, he did it. Don't be like daddy. When he went to college, he didn't finish. I'm like, yeah, it's true. Actually, last night was a great metaphor for my college career. The game was over before it ever started, kind of like my college career. But I was thinking back, my sophomore year, Denver got blown out. I think it was they were playing Washington, New York. Doesn't matter. Anyway, they got blown out. The night before, this will kind of give you an insight of the juvenile delinquent that I was throughout my college years. Very rarely attended class, but when I did, I was asleep. No, not really. Actually, I went to a few classes. I got an A in economics, so that's what I hang my hat on. Besides health and gym class, which are most of my college credits that would transfer to any accredited institution, economics, my sophomore year, fall semester. Yours truly, the host of the Every Day is Saturday show, knocked out an A. I was really interested in it, and I was committed. You know, I made it. It's all mental. I mean, everything we have success with is just all a mindset. And I had mentally committed to learning economics and gaining some insight. I subscribed to the Wall Street Journal. That was part of what we had to do every day. Subscribe to the Wall Street Journal and read it. Now I read it, but I didn't know what I was reading. It was neat though. So I got an A in economics, and then after that fall semester, the cold weather came, got tougher to get up and get out to class. And I said, nah, you know what, not really interested. But I did watch the Super Bowl. And the night before that, this was what, 1987, 1988, the winter of 88? Yeah, January of 88. We went to a party at a fraternity house, and there was our usual motley crew of guys that went, and we attended the party, and things got out of hand. There was probably 10 of us there, and I think we were asked to leave nicely, and for the most part, we kind of left nicely. I certainly have never, you know, I tell my wife this as well because she thinks I was such a, you know, renegade, such a maverick and, you know, always out there getting in you know, this bad stuff here and there. But I've never been hit, you know. I've never been punched with the intent of anyone doing harm to me, at least not above the shoulders. So I take that as a win, that my life has been a tremendous and glowing success. That night, however, we were asked to leave this fraternity party. And first of all, you're wondering if you just tuned into the Everyday Saturday Show and you've never heard this podcast, you're probably wondering, who is this loser? I thought I was getting motivation, entrepreneurial training. It's coming. I got a great story. I have got a great entrepreneurial success story. But just because the Super Bowl just happened, I was waxing nostalgic about my abbreviated college career. So just give me a minute left on this topic. So we were asked to leave, and on the way out, me and another guy who they weren't, we had like 10 of us, and they were kind of, I guess they were throwing us out. Another buddy of mine, we grabbed a keg of beer, a full keg that we saw sitting in a hallway there. Nobody was around. We weren't part of the ones they thought were getting thrown out. Long story short, we take the keg, we rolled it down the hill, rolled it back up a hill to our dorm room. Actually, we lived in college apartments at the time. And the next night, we hosted a Super Bowl party with a full keg of Stroh's beer, and we invited the people from the fraternity up as kind of like, hey, guys, you know, let's make amends, man. You know, sorry about last night. No hard feelings. We went and got a keg. Why don't you come on and hang out with us? Like, oh, yeah, hey, cool. No worries. They didn't know that it was actually their keg that we were drinking. Anyway, so I'm not that same loser. I'm an older version of that loser. I'll be 46 years old this year. Fired up, focused, founder of EverydaySaturday.com, and I'm excited. Hey, so today I've got a great Saturday story as I set that up. Again, if you're a first-time listener, make sure you head over to EverydaySaturday.com. Put your name and email in. I promise no more college stories, at least in writing, about stealing a keg and then hosting a party and having the people who we stole it from at our party as to make amends. No more of those stupid stories for you. But I do want to make sure we stay in touch. So head on over there, put your name and email in. So I want to congratulate my 9-year-old, Laura Crowley, who was the only one in the Crowley household that actually predicted the Seahawks would win. And she has no knowledge of football whatsoever. Basically threw a dart and she got it right. And so I lay with my kids at night, every night, and tell them, you know, we just hang out, we talk. That's the best time to be with your kids, isn't it? You're just kind of hanging out, and you're laying in bed. They just open up. They say the wildest things. I mean, if you have kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The best time is when your kids are in a car or when you're laying down right before bed and just kind of hanging out. They just, it's great. It's you know, it's intimate time. They tell stories. You tell stories. They ask some crazy questions, and, you know, then they go to sleep. So I'm laying there. Laura's got a pillow pet. It's this ladybug pillow pet. If you don't know what a pillow pet is, it's an animal that's it's a pillow, you know. And they have ladybugs and bears and pigs and giraffes and all these different things. And our kids were big on pillow pets a couple years ago. And Laura loves this ladybug one. It's her favorite. And so I'm sitting there thinking, wow, a pillow pet. What a great idea this was. Whoever came up with it. And I got to think, I want to find out who invented this thing, the pillow pet, because I know this one, there's like a medium size, there's like a small, medium, and a really large version of these things, you know, and I think we paid like $20 for this thing, and it ain't that big. I mean, about as big enough for a 9-year-old to be able to rest your head on a pillow. So I'm thinking, $20 for this thing, huh? Huh. Let me look a little bit further into that. Now, I knew the story, actually, I want to give it away a little bit. I know the story of the lady and her husband behind pillow pets, but I hadn't seen it in so long. I wanted to share it with you today because it's inspiring, man. I mean, you talk about, you have an idea, right? You listen to the Everyday Saturday Show because you want inspiration and practical advice on how to get after the journey to your very own Saturday, you know? And you don't just want to hear my stories every single day, although they're very good. You would agree, right? Very good stories I share. So that's where I try to come up with Saturday stories to share with you, the listener, how anybody can get out there and crush it. But you got to have a few things. I mean, you got to have conviction. You got to be committed. You got to have a great attitude. None of it involves money. Keep in mind, none of it involves money because you can always find money. You can find, if you don't have money, you can get access to money. You can get investors, you know, that will help you out. There's a couple of websites like prosper.com, borrow.com, B-O-R-R-O. You know, while we're on the topic, before I get to the pillow pet story, check those out. I mean, if you're looking to fund a deal or more information, check out the last one I mentioned, Borrow, B-O-R-R-O. I'm not an affiliate for any of these, but they're pretty cool. Borrow is a website that's personal asset based. So if you've got jewelry or any other personal asset, you send it to them, they appraise it, and they'll give you a loan based on it. You know, that's pretty cool. It's a good idea. And then prosper.com, if you're an investor and you're looking to make 8 to 10% on your money or so, some lower, you invest, you actually fund deals. And if you're the person looking for money, you go to prosper.com and you type in, I need 10 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand. Here's the purpose of my loan. My credit's, you know, excellent, good, fair, whatever. And then they give you an interest rate. The lowest right now is like 6.5% or so. And investors get paid on their money, and they're looking for deals that have your keywords in them. You get the money you need for your deal, and everybody's happy. Everybody prospers, right? Hence the name of the site. So check it out, Borrow, B-O-R-R-O, and prosper.com. Look, there's money everywhere, man. There is money everywhere. Investors are looking to invest their money. I mean, what are you getting on a savings account? 1% in the United States? I mean, seriously, you got $1 million. Why not throw 100 grand at somebody's great idea and get 8% on it annually? I mean, that's 800% higher than you're going to get with a savings account. So anyway, pillow pets. I was checking out this article online. Next time you have a $1 million idea, think about what happened to Jennifer Telfer. She came up with a version of a stuffed animal that became a must-have toy in millions of households. You can count the Crowleys as one of them. Jennifer Telfer was a full-time mother in Southern California when one of her young sons gave her a great idea. She goes on to say, "My oldest son always had a stuffed animal he slept with, and he ended up flattening it out, and that's when the light bulb went on, and I thought, wait, we can make stuffed animals that are actually functional," she said. Telfer designed a collection of animals that fold out to become full-sized pillows. She and her husband used their own savings to hire a Chinese manufacturer for the first 8,000. They called them pillow pets. They started with kiosks in shopping malls, then began selling in small toy stores. Soon, major retailers wanted to carry them nationwide. The company has sold nearly 30 million pillow pets since 2003, but it had to overcome some challenges along the way. The biggest hurdle was convincing parents pillow pets were more than just a stuffed animal. Their first TV commercial aired in 2009, and that's when everything changed. Just think about that for a second. All right. They had to convince parents that this wasn't just a stuffed animal. So how do you do that? You know, you got to come up with your USP that I talk about all the time. Unique selling proposition. What is your USP? Think of your business or the idea that you have for a business that you're going to monetize. What is your unique selling proposition? Okay, what is it that, you know, you're always going to have competitors. Okay, I ain't the only speaker out there. I'm not the only speaker with a podcast out there. You know, but my unique selling proposition is the Every Day is Saturday brand. Except who you are, not where you are. And it's caught on, you know. Hey, what is your unique selling proposition? What is it that if I said, hey, okay, real quick, 30 seconds, how are you different from your competition? Be able to articulate that. Hey, and if you don't have the answer right now, that's okay. But it's not okay to continue to not have the answer. You know, and how do you get the answer to your unique selling proposition? Get in a quiet place, turn off everything, and start thinking about what it is. Research your competition. You know, look, when I first launched everydayisaturday.com a long time ago now, I would look at other people in the personal development field. And I wanted to sell products on the internet, DVDs, CDs, you know, audios, videos, things like that, ebooks. And I would look and see what they were charging for. And I would say, okay, well, they're somebody, and I'm nobody. So they've got a name online, and I have no name online. Literally, 8 years ago, you Google Sam Crowley and the crickets, okay? Nothing. I don't even own samcrowley.com. Can you believe that? Seriously. I don't own samcrowley.com, samcrowley.net, samcrowley.org, samcrowley.info, .us, .mobi, .nothing. Nothing. I remember like it was yesterday. I'm sitting in my cubicle at work, And it was 2000. No, I was in my office. I was running the show. So it was 2004. SamCrowley.com was available. And I thought, well, I mean, I don't have a product right now. I don't have anything. I'm not going to do anything with it. I mean, first of all, there ain't nobody else named Sam Crowley. Okay. That was the stupidest thing I ever thought of, that nobody else was, had my name, you know. But it was 2004. I mean, the internet's changed so much. Facebook's birthday is this week. Facebook, okay? 10 years old this week. That's, think how much the internet's changed in 10 years. Facebook, 10 years ago, wasn't even around. So I'm thinking, I don't need SamCrowley.com. I don't know what's going to buy it. It was $10. $10 I could have had SamCrowley.com. Didn't, and then so when I launched Every Day Saturday in 2006, I went to get SamCrowley.com just, you know, to kind of have and just and couldn't get it. I don't even know if .net, .org, but it, look, if I couldn't get the .com, I didn't want anything. And so I emailed the guy that owns it, and it's, I forget, some upholstery business or something like that. And I was like, yeah, funny thing, man. Your name, Sam Crowley. My name, Sam Crowley. Who would have thought? Small world, isn't it? Hey, anywho. I'm wondering if I can just, you know, you can just transfer that over to me, and I'm planning on just, you know, and even, hey, look, if you want a few bucks, because first of all, remember, I had no money, okay? If you want a few bucks, yeah, I'll send you a couple bucks, you know, just send that over to me. Nothing. Guy probably read it. Delete. So anyway, and then I start getting emails from different Sam Crowleys all around the country, you know. One guy sent me an email, said, hey, I Googled my name, and all I see are your videos. What's up? Who are you? So anyway, lesson learned. If you don't own your domain name, I don't care if you have a business right now or not, buy it. All right, buyyourname.com if you can, all right, if it's available. Learn from my mistakes. Remember yesterday, the Sunday spiritual message, I said, God puts me on earth so everybody can learn from my mistakes. I'm convinced. I am here to help everybody succeed as a result of all of my failures, all right? So learn from that. But so think about that, you know? They this Pillow Pet story is, it's amazing. You know, they had to convince people that they had a unique product, and parents, all right? They had a unique product. She goes on to say, the success has definitely shocked me, but at the same time, I had an intuition. I knew deep down that something like this was going to develop. And that one big idea has given the Telfers a cushion that will provide comfort for the rest of their lives. The year after their first commercial in 2009, sales shot up to $300 million, and they've continued to grow. The brand now includes blankets, hats, and slippers. This article, by the way, courtesy of CBS 19 Television. I want to thank them for allowing me to use that, giving them credit for having this article out there online, and it's amazing, man. $300 million! 25 million sold since 2003, all because her son used to use a pillow that was all matted down to sleep on. That was the inspiration. Remember I said in yesterday's podcast, success, it's all around you. Look around you right now. Seriously, stop. Look around. I'm looking around my office. I'm going to tell you what I see. All right, I see a big whiteboard, I see some camera lighting for videos, a tripod, I've got my laptop here, got some paper, got a roll of duct tape. Not sure I got a roll of duct tape. I don't know why I got this in here, but anyway, roll of duct tape. I've got a hard drive backup, lavalier mic for video. I've got a bunch of stuff in here. And if I were looking for inspiration, something in this room right now would give me inspiration to monetize my passion. You know what I'm talking about? So it's, success is all around you. And if it's not in the room you're in, guess what? Get up. Get out of the room. Go somewhere where you're going to find inspiration. You know, I saw a great documentary on the founder of Twitter. You know, this young kid, he's like, whatever, 30 years old, founded Twitter, one of these billionaires. And once a week, he goes to a park in San Francisco where he lives, and he just sits there, and he thinks. The founder of Twitter goes to a park every day, and he thinks. You know why he thinks? Because Henry Ford said it. It is the hardest thing to do. That's why very few people engage in thinking. If you can get in a place where you can think and draw inspiration, you're going to come up with that same type of idea that Jennifer Telfer and her husband came up with pillow pets. You know, the first order that they place, they put on their credit card. Right? The first story, they actually used their credit cards. They honestly had no concrete business plan when they first started, and they ordered their first container, and they just went with the flow, you know? And in another interview that I found online, they asked the question, what were some top two or three significant obstacles that you had to overcome to achieve success, and how'd you do it? And she went on to say that they learned from their mistakes. We had developed a product before Pillow Pets that we spent most of our savings on, which didn't do well at all. Okay, so think about that. We've all been there. We've all lost everything trying to go after our dream. Sometimes it works. You catch lightning in a bottle. Most times, you're going to have a setback, which is a setup for your greatest comeback, right? So don't be dismayed. Don't give up. It's just, it's experience you're gaining. That's all I can say. It's experience. She said there's always setbacks when starting a new business, but staying true to your dream and working really hard to make it happen is the most important thing. Stay true to your dream and working very hard. All right? One last thing. One question was asked of her. What's the most disappointing thing that you've had to live with as a result of being a business owner? And she answered, I decided early on not to look at anything in life as a disappointment. My belief is every obstacle is an opportunity to learn. I don't have any regrets as to the decisions I've made, and I don't regret any part of my journey in developing pillow pets. Every decision I make is a decision I know I have to live with, so I don't make rapid decisions. I don't look backwards. I'm continuously looking forward with excitement. Does that sound familiar to yesterday's podcast when I said, don't drive your car while looking in the rearview mirror? You're going to crash every time. Of course you're going to have disappointments. Of course you're going to have setbacks. Of course some days may feel like Monday. But when you're always looking forward, and here's the key that she puts in the interview, is when you're looking forward with what? With regret? With worry? With fear? With self-doubt? No! 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 Looking forward with excitement. With excitement. You've been given the greatest gift in the world. You woke up on the right side of the ground today. What are you going to do with it? You're going to look forward with fear, with worry. Oh my God, I don't know what to do. Or are you going to look at it with excitement, understanding that you have the power to change right now, right now. Not what's happened in the past, but the direction that you're going. That's it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it, because I really enjoy delivering the message. I want to see you on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Head on over to EverydaySaturday.com and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit EverydayIsSaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag EverydayIsSaturday.